Squash Match 4 by Red Fire Dog and E.G.
So, what's it like being a 10-foot-tall giantess who crushes people for fun? Hell if I know, because I'm 12-foot-4. Okay, that was cheesy, I know. But I've never written something like this before, and I've heard you're supposed to open with a joke. My therapist wanted me to try doing an off-the-cuff, improvisational free-write about myself. That means right here, on the spot. No editing, no cleaning up, no nothing. So, please excuse me if things get a little sloppy. But I guess I should just go into it, huh? I mean, my day-to-day life is pretty normal. Or at least it feels that way to me. I mean, I've got daily routines just like anyone else. Sure, my size makes a lot of things different from how they'd be for most people. But I got used to that a long time ago. Like, for starters, there's always gonna be problems with a home life. As in, finding a place to live. If I were rich and had a job that wouldn't get me arrested, I'd probably have a real fucking nice place. Custom made, just for me. Doors that I wouldn't have to duck under to walk into. Floors that didn't creak under every footstep. And stairs that were wide enough to handle my feet. It would be perfect. But I'm not so great at keeping money. For a lot of reasons. So, that dream life isn't really feasible, you know? I do have the next best thing, though. I rent an apartment for myself. I'm kind of a loner in that regard. Back at my last place gave the whole roommate thing a try. As you can probably imagine, it didn't exactly end well. Maybe I'll tell you about that one another time. But after that, I found myself a decent one-bedroom place to stay at since then. Or, it would be a decent bedroom if I was half as tall as I actually am. You see, most places aren't exactly made with someone of my generous proportions in mind. Especially in the city. A year ago, it was pretty difficult just squeezing under a normal doorway for me. Then I come to find out that I'm actually still growing. Now, I'm only talking about 6 inches or so, but still, that doesn't make it any easier to squeeze through tight spaces. I'm way too tall to limbo underneath door frames, but if I crouch down, twist sideways, and bend as far over as I can make it. Usually. And even then, it's hard to squeeze my hips through the doorframe. The wood around my apartment doors bulges out around my waist level, so that's probably a repair I'm going to need to have done when I inevitably move out. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. Like I was saying, the height is half of the issue, and the other half is my weight. The last time I really checked, I weighed just under 1,400 pounds. But that was almost a year ago. I know I've gotten heavier since then. It's mostly muscle mass, I hope. I don't know exactly how much since I broke the last scale I stepped on. It's tough finding a scale that goes above a few hundred pounds. Maybe I'll have to try and find one of those industrial strength scales one day. Like the ones they use to weigh trucks and stuff. Have you ever heard the saying, like a bull in a china shop? Well, the average bull weighs about 1,000 pounds. I'm well over that now, so the whole world is sort of my china shop. As you can imagine, it's hard to go long without breaking things at my size, so I've got a lot of weight to throw around. And if I'm not careful, things get broken. Couches, beds, cars, people. but enough about that last one for now.
I have to take some things carefully. Things that I'm sure most people never even think about. Whenever I sit or lie down, I'm throwing around a lot of mass. My last couch broke apart when I fell onto it carelessly the other night. One good plop, that's all it takes. I still sit on it, but it's not much more than a pile of fabric and foam now. I can hear the floorboards creaking under my feet every step I take. If I wanted, one good stomp would make them splinter. Beds are even worse. My last bed frame busted the same day I got it. Ditto with my last box spring. So now I just put the mattress on the floor. If I lie diagonally in the fetal position and put my feet on an ottoman, I can sort of fit on a king-size mattress. Sort of. Even then, the springs like to give out under my weight. So I have to replace the entire thing every few weeks. I do find ways to get comfortable, though. And most nights, I find it fairly easy to fall asleep. I sleep alone, which is how I prefer it. But it makes sense, too. It's not like there's enough room to fit someone else on the bed with me, after all. At least, not someone I'd want to share a bed with. I will say this about my apartment. The location is good. Which is important, because I do a lot of walking. You see, at my size, I can't even fit into a car, let alone drive one. Around town, walking is my only real option for transportation. Fortunately, at 12 feet, I have one hell of a stride. I can walk 5 miles an hour at a pretty relaxed pace. At a run, I can do almost 20. Not that running is really my favorite exercise. As any girl with similar proportions can tell you, there are two big things that get in the way when sprinting. And unlike a normal girl, I don't have the luxury of buying a sports bra to contain these things. I go through sports bras like candy as it is. I try to stay off the main streets so I can avoid getting too much attention. Still, people inevitably see me, and that's when their jaws drop. People tend to gawk at me. Okay, that's an understatement. A lot of people are positively shocked to see me, up to and including abject terror. You'd think they'd seen a ghost. Then there are cars. I don't even know how many car accidents I've caused just from people rubbernecking at me when they should have been watching the road. Is it normal to see a car crash happen every few days? Pedestrians usually can't believe their eyes when they see me walking towards them for the first time. Some people will just stop dead in their tracks and stare up like they're looking at a monster. I've even had a couple of people run away in terror, like I was going to eat them or something. And that one always gives me a bit of a laugh. And once in a while, people have even had the nerve to snap photos of me. I always think about knocking their phones out of their hands. And a couple of times, I've actually gone through with it. They don't even try to retrieve their phone if I do that, though. They usually just turn tail and run. I try to get out fairly often, but I don't actually visit too many different places. Most common is definitely the grocery store nearby. As I'm sure you can tell just by looking at me, I eat a lot. A lot. I eat about as much as your average football team. Okay. That's an exaggeration, but not as much of one as you would think. I try to eat healthy, but I need to get a fair amount of protein in, and that means a lot of meat. Most of the employees are pretty used to me by now, so they're not surprised to see me dragging more than one shopping cart full of beef and chicken around.
For the most part, the people there are decent enough to me, and I'm nice in return.